Ben and Kelly Show. That's how you get a hold of us on social media. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all that. We got this from Laura.
She said, Ben and Kelly, I'm 22. I've been in a relationship for 5 months.
Okay.
I know I'm young, but things just happened.
Sure.
I like this guy a lot. He likes me. Before we went out, we were best friends. Back then, we had so much to talk about. But ever since we officially became a couple, there's nothing really to say to each other. We used to talk and text all day on the phone, and now it's kind of hard to have a normal conversation.
Mm.
The physical attraction is there, but the mental attraction is sort of going away. He's amazing, listens to all my problems, but when I don't have a problem, there's kind of like nothing to say.
Oh.
I don't want it to end between us, but is this just normal with all relationships? What should I do? Thank y'all. What is the matter with you? What?
Sorry.
Why?
I was trying to hit another
button. Is that your
button.
Way of saying break up? It's over?
No.
You guys are done?
Okay, so, you know, maybe you were catching each other up on your lives when you were talk and chat before, but now that you're, maybe, I don't know, you didn't say whether or not you were living together, but maybe if you're living together, you see each other all the time now, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, you know everything about me. So there's nothing else to say. So,
well, I mean, other than like, do you share details of your day with each other? Talk about something. Did you see this funny video? Like my husband and I send each other like funny videos all day long, and we can talk about that and laugh about that. I mean, there's lots of different things that you can talk about other than problems. Yeah. I think if your conversations are centering around
your problems,
somebody having a problem,
right,
that can't be fun all
no.
the time, right?
Yeah. So like, take it from Kelly and I, who we've been married a long time, not to each other, to different people.
Yes.
And I communicate with my wife, and my wife communicates with me all through the day by sending funny little memes.
Exactly.
And we communicate via text, via TikTok, via Instagram.
We send them stuff we know they're going to appreciate.
Yes, yes. It's like, hey, saw this, thought of you, and then whatever. And then, you know, when we get home, it's like, hey, did you see that thing I sent you? And then it's like, oh, yeah, it's funny. And then you can have a conversation about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or then you find, like, shows to binge watch together, and you talk about that. And there's lots of different ways that you can find things to talk about. You have shared interests.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds
about
like
about current events, anything.
You need to find your shared interests, like, other than just in your physical attractiveness. You know what I mean?
Yes, or sharing problems and getting advice.
So, yeah. Laura, I don't think it's quite time to...
Right, no. This can be safe.
Throw it in.
We just need to look at different areas of things to talk about. Start with funny videos. That's always good stuff.
Yeah. Why don't you just share some memes...
Lots of sources.
...back and forth
Reels,
to one another.
TikToks,
and
whatever.
There's plenty
of stuff out there.
Like, I know Kelly and I aren't the only couple who do that. I feel like... Shouldn't you be doing that already?
It's a universal language.
I know, right?
It is.
That is what we do now.
Sharing funny videos is a universal language.
You can be even in the same room.
Yes.
On the same couch.
I flood his inbox with pug videos.
Well, and so then when I get home, it's like, okay, have I done my homework? Have I looked at the things that have been sent to me?
Right. Yes, because she's going to ask.
because there's going to be those questions.
You need to discuss.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, Laura, hey, thanks for reaching out. I don't think it's a huge deal. You know, it's kind of like one of those, be careful what you wish for. Now you got it. Now you don't know what to do with it. But, yeah, I mean.
But he should be your person you want to share, like, everything with.
Right.
Like, all the things.
Right. So if the physical attraction's still there, then, yeah, give it some. Give it a little time. You're good. All right. Well, hey. Thanks for reaching out. That is diving into the DMs there on 99.7 DJX.